This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Producer Jessica asked me a question. She came running in here and she's like, Tammy? And I'm like, uh-oh, because she had the mom voice going. I'm like, what did I do? Did you take two bites of a donut and then leave it on the counter? And I looked at her, I'm like, no. If I was going to take two bites of a donut, I'd put the other bites in my mouth.
Let me be very clear. I knew it wasn't Tammy, but I had to make sure I was fair to both of you. And ask both of you what happened, because I, let's be honest, we all know who did it.
Why don't you ask me?
Hey, John, did you take two bites of a donut and put it aside?
No. I took two bites of a mini donut. And put it aside. What? I have every intention of going back and finishing that delicious mini donut.
I know it's a little donut. I get that. That's why I didn't understand why it just got left on the counter. Because why didn't you just bring it with you?
I was because Jessica called me in a hurry to come back to the studio. It's her fault.
It's her fault. It's your fault.
Hey, I got a great idea. How about we find somebody else to rag on for a change?
Well, how about you don't take two bites of a mini donut and then leave it on the counter in the kitchen?
Or a different scenario. How about you worry about your breakfast? And how about I don't eat donuts? I shouldn't be eating them anyway.
Okay.
We got so many things to talk about today. I got a whole list of great things to make people laugh and inform them. And this is what we're talking about?
John, let's go to what's really upsetting you.
What?
It's not that we're poking at you or making fun of you.
It is, but
you're mad at yourself.
For eating a donut.
Because you couldn't resist the donut. You took two bites and you went, why did I do that? Yeah. And you set it down and walked away in shame. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to be shamed.
And you know I'm going back there to finish that off.
Well, shame. I can go get it.
Shame.
Here's my thing, too. It's not like that counter gets cleaned a lot.
Okay.
You didn't put it on a paper towel, buddy.
I needed to come back to the studio so I can inform Southern California with country music stuff. So be quiet. Get out of here. Go. Go grab my donut.
Oh, yes. Bring that donut back. Maybe bring an extra.
I really hope people don't think I really talk to you guys this way. Get my donut.
You're not the worst I've worked with. The worst was...
Oh, my God. Jessica, restate that. That sounds
You're
terrible.
You're not the worst.
This is not the
Boy,
worst
I've heard that
food.
A lot. You're not the worst I've had. Nice. Boy.
You're not
Self-esteem
the worst.
Issues. Why?
This is not the worst food offensive thing I've ever seen. I used to work with a guy. We would get... bagels every Thursday. He would come in, take one bite out of five or six bagels, and then leave them.
Was that Ryan Seacrest?
That absolutely was Ryan Seacrest, and I will tell that story forever. Five or six bagels, and we all looked at him like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I wanted to try them, but I didn't want to eat the whole thing, carbs. I'm like, buddy,
maybe if you try to answer that way, that'll give you Ryan Seacrest money.
Oh, I wanted to try them. Give me all of carbs.
Couldn't eat the whole thing.
Come back after the break. What? How are you working for us right now when you used to work for Ryan Seacrest? Why aren't you getting that cash in there?
I don't think I was very good at my job over there, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
No comment. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.